What do you love? All too often, people are told that their dreams are nothing more than a fairy tale. It's a fantasy, they say. And what people really mean by that is they are looking for you. They're depending on you to validate their choice to let go of their dreams. When I announced to my family that I was selling everything and moving into an RV to spend more time with my family and travel full time, they couldn't believe it. You know, they really thought that I had gone mad, and it made some of them upset. And I've met others along the way who think that I'm a trust fund baby or that I'm cheating the system, right? They feel seriously threatened by me because I made a different choice than they did. And I see and live my life so unconventionally from what's considered normal. So people like us who boldly grab a hold of our dreams and our passion threaten the choices of other people who in most cases abandon their dreams for the quote safe choice. No one ever went into business without some kind of dream. Even if it was poorly thought through, there was a carrot, a reward of some kind that you saw in your mind that you hoped to receive after becoming an entrepreneur. That's why you started and that's why you keep going. So stop looking at purpose and stop looking for validation from the people around you. You're not going to get it. And it doesn't really matter to begin with. You don't want it because if you get it, it means that you're just like them. Look instead to your passion. If you live by passion, you'll automatically find fulfillment. In order to find your passion, you often have to stop looking to purpose and ask yourself this question: if I could do anything in the world and I knew I wouldn't fail, what would that be? You have to ask that question because passion can easily be buried under the false belief that it's wrong or not possible. In the worst cases, sometimes what you're deeply passionate about is the complete opposite of whatever you might be doing at the moment. My business partner, Myron, is a living example to me of this. I first met Myron on the road a little over a year ago as of this recording and went through a huge transformation in my understanding of what exactly he does. I first thought, you know, I knew he had a poly furniture manufacturing company, and I assumed that was what he was passionate about. And after a while, I understood that his real passion was furniture design. And manufacturing his furniture lines was really his outlet for that passion. It's what made his passion possible. Just like the businesswoman I mentioned above, her passion was for the poor, but her skill set for being great at business is what made her passion possible. Likewise, I found myself owning a pet supplement brand of all things that I was selling on Amazon. And I don't even have a pet. And I had a hard time with that company. And sure, I could have invested time and money into making it successful, but why waste my time and my life for something I didn't care about and ultimately wasn't part of my vision for what I wanted my life to be? So I let it go. And it sucks letting things go. It feels like a failure, but one thing I had to keep in my mind was the fact that holding on to it was taking a path towards a much larger failure. Letting the wrong things go quickly sets you up for faster growth and a quicker victory in the long run. And sometimes doing the wrong thing and learning to let go of it is a necessary part of life. You know, doing the wrong thing is actually better than doing nothing, which is where most people find themselves. They do nothing because they're afraid of doing the wrong thing. And more often than not, nothing is the wrong thing. So any choice is better than no choice because it leads to clarity. Oftentimes, you can gain clarity by simply redefining what it is you love in life and about your company. It reveals why you went into business in the first place. refocus that love, that passion, and create a vision from that passion that shows how best to move your company and your life forward. Stop seeing your life for the limitations other people place on you, and start seeing it for the endless possibilities to create what you love. Take time to really explore the topic of your passion and understand what makes you tick and what draws you to those things. Vision takes over from there. Once you confess and release passion back into your life, it's usually fairly easy to see yourself living out your passion, especially if you've spent a lot of time avoiding it, denying it, or hiding it. Your mind really is endlessly creative. Taking time to break down your barriers and find your center to get yourself back on track is one of the best investments you can ever make in yourself. So go do it. It costs you nothing, and what you gain from it will change your life.